For many of us, there comes a time in life around age 50 or older when we ask the question, how long am I going to live here? In this episode of the Senior Lifestyles Podcast, we'll look at the possible triggers for this question. We'll also delve into the implications of moving later in life. Are you hitting a new phase in your life and starting to again wonder, what's next? As we reach the age of retirement and beyond, it calls for answers to new questions in our lives, such as, what's the deal with senior living? How does Medicare work? And how can I live my best life in retirement? In this podcast, we explore the answers to these questions and much more. This is Pete Kears, and welcome to the Senior Lifestyles Podcast, brought to you by Cantissimo Senior Living. For many, there comes a time in life around 50 years of age or later when the question arises, how long am I going to live here? There could be several triggers to this question. Retirement, an empty nest, health problems, job transfer, living costs, or lifestyle choices. You may find more than one of these triggers comes into play for your situation. Let's go through each of these. First, let's talk about retirement. The approach of retirement frequently raises the where will I live question. In our younger years, daydreams of carefree hours in temperate climates defined retirement thinking. But as the date grows nearer, serious consideration turns to specifics about desired conditions and how much cost you can truly afford. Next, there's the empty nest. Parents whose kids have flown the coop face the decision of whether to stay in the house. With fewer bodies in the place, some might feel it's too much room. In that case, deciding where to move takes priority. On the other hand, others may want space for visitors or to convert otherwise unused rooms for different purposes like an office, craft room, or entertainment center. Empty nesters who go this route may also renovate the house to accommodate aging in place, with everything from grab bars to handicap accessible bathrooms and kitchens. Health concerns can be a trigger that is hard to ignore. Aging typically brings health complications that could spur thinking about moving to a new place. While renovations to an existing residence can help with health challenges, relocating to an entirely new environment could make sense. This might mean living in a warmer climate, moving to a new home with one level, or even seeking a higher support setting like assisted living. In addition, some people might move closer to potential caregivers in a case their health should take a downturn. Another trigger for moving is job transfer. While relocation for employment reason is common overall, older workers are less likely to relocate for a job. A 2022 survey by Allied Van Line showed that respondents over 45 move much less frequently due to job change compared to younger groups. The cost of living can also be a trigger for moving after age 50. After years of saving while working, retirement reverses the money flow, causing retirees to talk about living on a fixed income. Understandably, one sensitivity to the cost of living sharpens in this situation. Many retirees, therefore, consider relocation to lower their expenses. This may involve moving to a lower-cost state, especially one without state income taxes. Finally, moving after age 50 can be triggered by a desire for changes in lifestyle. As we advance in years, we may be motivated to reassess what's important in life. Even if your current residence satisfies basic needs, you may feel compelled to do something different. The impulse may arise from wanting to be closer to family, especially grandchildren, divorce or death of a spouse, or interest in experiencing new geography or a new living arrangement. So, there can be various triggers that could motivate you to move after age 50, and moving might be the best thing for your situation. However, before you start packing up your stuff, take some time to think about the costs of moving, especially the emotional costs of moving later in life. First, consider that you'll be giving up familiar routines. Moving to a new place upsets established life patterns. The rhythm of day-to-day activities changes, and we must adjust. The adjustment process is stressful. Things we are accustomed to doing easily now take additional thought and time to accomplish. Next, think about relationship disruption. Moving away from friends and family leaves an emotional void. We depend on our relationships to help us feel connected and loved. Lacking these can lead to loneliness and depression. Plus, making new friends often takes time. Finally, there is grief. Like losing a loved one to death, moving can also lead to feelings of grief. After years of living in one place, feelings of loss may outweigh the attractive aspects of a new locale for some time. To help move through these emotional challenges, consider the following two tips. First, be ready for that emotional transition. Recognize that there are going to be some emotional issues. You're going to like things about your new place, but you're also going to miss things about the old place. Second, don't fight the feelings. It's best just to go with it rather than fight it. Trust that you'll get used to the new surroundings and new routines over time. It's best to experience the negative feelings rather than bottling them up. Moving out later in life can bring great satisfaction, but it's not all roses. Older adults contemplating a relocation need to consider all the pros and cons before committing to a move to a new home. Thank you for listening. If you found this helpful, we appreciate it if you would please consider subscribing to the podcast so we can let you know when new episodes are released. In addition, please share and leave a review. To find more on this topic and others, including videos and ebooks, visit CantissimoSeniorLiving.com. This is Pete Kears with the Senior Lifestyles Podcast. Talk to you next time.